This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. This time of year, I get a lot of questions about houseplants. Why are the leaves brown, yellow, or limp? Why is my plant crunchy? I've decided to share with you a list of the five easiest ways to kill a houseplant. Number one, poor light. Either too little, too much, or poor quality. This time of year, that's kind of easy. Your plant may need artificial light from the blue and red ends of the spectrum. One soft, warm light and one cool, white light can usually provide what you need without buying expensive grow lights. Fluorescent bulbs are best. Incandescents don't offer blue rays for optimum plant health. Number two, overwatering. When a plant doesn't look healthy, our first thought is to water it. Not the right thought. Most houseplants like to dry out between waterings. Stick your finger in the soil. If it's dry down the first inch, go ahead and water. Let the water run out the bottom and empty the saucer. Number three, faulty fertilizing methods. Over-fertilizing will burn your plant. Less is better, always. And don't fertilize when your plant is not actively growing. Rule number four, planting in the wrong medium. Plants need soil to anchor their roots, provide food, and allow air to reach the roots. Yeah, they need to breathe. If you plant a container in your outdoor garden soil, it will die eventually. Trust me, I've done this. Thinking, hey, gee, I've got all kinds of soil out in the garden, I'll just use that. Yeah, I did that a long time ago. Anyway, yeah, it doesn't work. Garden soil is too dense for indoor plants. Cacti need different soil makeup completely. Check your plant tag, and if you're not sure, ask. And finally, number five, insufficient humidity. Realistically, we should strive for at least 30% humidity in our homes. Group plants together. They'll share the humid air. You can set them on a tray of gravel and water, but don't let the plants sit in the water. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.